First of all, we can talk about the news release that came out today, Jay, the
sure.
discussion from the boards to explore any way ways to collaborate. You guys have been working together, both Growmark and CHS, on the cooperative ventures for 2-3 years here.
Yep.
What prompted this next step here?
Well, so Don, Growmark and CHS have had a long relationship. As you mentioned, we've had joint ventures together, two strong cooperatives. Growmark headquartered in Bloomington, Illinois, CHS headquartered in St. Paul, Minnesota, and the boards just felt that, yeah, we have had some successful ventures together. Let's just explore if there's more that we should do together. And that's exactly what we're going to do, is we're just going to explore that and look for opportunities in a larger way that could add value for the shareholders of CHS and the shareholders of Growmark. And that's what we're kicking off. And we hope over the next few months to answer those questions and then to communicate with our owners about the results.
Is this something that could result in a merger someday, or are we just looking at ways to find efficiencies?
Yeah, you know, could it result in a merger someday? I think the answer is it could, if that's what if that's where this goes. But I also wouldn't say that that's the only way it can go. It may be that we just find more opportunities to work together, or on the other hand, we feel that what we've got in place right now is really the right mix. So it is definitely an explore phase, but. But in agriculture, we need to make sure we got our head up and are looking for these opportunities and a way to add value for the people that own us, and that's what we're about to do, and we're going to do that with Growmark and look for ways to add value, and we'll just see what those answers turn out to be.
What's that process look like, Jay?
So, for the next couple of months, we'll put teams together between the two companies to exactly look at making sure we understand what the two companies are, and then look for ways for us to see opportunities to work closer together. And that's why I say that could range from what we're doing right now, some added joint ventures, or up to a merger, and we'll see that is. We have some outside resources that are helping the companies do this, and the boards are active in it. Management will be active in it, so it's just an exciting time.
Jay, if we can switch gears, the first quarter results came out just a few days ago. $522.9 million, down from first quarter of last year. But we have to remember last year was a record quarter, correct?
Yeah, it was. Last year at $783 million was by far a record quarter. It's kind of interesting, Don. So, $523 million this year, that's our second best quarter. Our second best first quarter we've ever had. Last year was our top. This was our second best. So it was a very strong quarter. And as you and I have visited over the years, that's the kind of businesses CHS is in. We don't, one quarter a year ago doesn't mean the same quarter this year. I mean, the commodity prices move, the margins move, crop conditions change. That's the business that CHS is in. And at the same time, we're very proud of these results. It was a real strong quarter.
Looking at the ag side, I saw increased demand on both wholesale and retail ag products, but going out at lower prices.
Yeah, that's right, Don. And some of the story within our ag segment is the same that you and I have been visiting about. Good performance in our processing business, good performance in our agronomy business. But in our grain business, exports off the U.S. are light. They're just it's been light for the last couple of quarters, as the U.S. sits a bit high in the global markets, and that's reflected in U.S. exports. And of course, CHS is a big market player in U.S. exports, so we feel it. But at the same time, we've got good international operations, and those results are strong. But that's what we have right now.
Are we seeing a ripple effect of what's happening in some of these transportation problems with the Red Sea and Panama Canal and those kind of issues?
You know, I think that is a factor. We are watching the exports that that we ship through the Red Sea into some markets that we serve over there. It's a dangerous situation, and we're being as careful as we can be navigating that. Of course, now we're carrying food on those vessels, so that hopefully makes some difference. But it is a problem. I think. Really, Don, transportation is some portion of it, but so is the fact that Brazil had a really, really big crop last year, and so they are strong into the marketplace, and that's, we've seen that before. We'll see it again as crop conditions around the world just ebb and flow, but I think that's also an impact.
Certainly on the other side, for wheat in particular, Russia's really kind of taken our lunch.
Yeah, Russia's strong on wheat. At the same time, for farmers in the U.S., I mean, additional processing is built in the U.S., and that's, another option for U.S. farmers. That export bid is still there, too. So, you are also seeing additional options being put in front of U.S. farmers that, we both know U.S. farmers, they like options, and I think they're going to gain more and more of them.
Jay, at this point, you guys have products that are booked for your agronomy side for this upcoming growing season. Does that give you some clue into how 2024 is shaping up?
Yeah, we think we do, Don, and we think the spring looks to be shaping up well. We had a really strong fall. Don, in your listeners' trade territory, where you had that snow that came in the end of October. Some areas got rain, some areas got snow. It really was interesting how that. Once that, melted and dried up, that fall just really continued. It continued longer and later than we really expected. So we moved a lot of fertilizer and a lot of field preparation this fall, which frankly helps for the spring because it just takes some pressure off. You never quite know when we open up for spring's work and how that opens up. So it was just good to see a lot of volume move this fall. I think the opportunity for the spring is certainly going to be strong, but we did have a very strong fall.
Anything else we should be taking note of here, Jay?
I don't think so, Don, but I do, I think as we mentioned earlier, this has sure been an uneven winter where areas have been warmer later, kind of some cold weather is coming in as we speak here on the phone today. At CHS and for local cooperatives, we move a lot of winter cold weather products, propane and heating oil and so forth. So I know your listeners kind of like the warmer weather at CHS. We're okay to let it get cold for a bit.